Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Svi Krausman.
We're learning Maseches Bava Basra daf kuf yud beis. The Gemara started, the sugi started with the inyan of how do you know that a Baal is Yerush es Eshtoi? And the Gemara through that got into a discussion of a Seves Nachala, which is the parish in the Torah that says that a Baal is Yerush es Nachala, a Baal is Yerush. If there's no brothers and the Bas is Yerush, she has to get married to somebody from her Shevet, because otherwise the Nachal will end up from one Shevet to the other Shevet. Now the Gemara in Daf Kuf Chaf explains that this din of Asavas Nachla is Dafkud for that door. The door of the Boi Oretz, they had a din of Asavas Nachla. The Gemara Dashin Zeh Adover, it's only by this door. That's the Gemara later in Daf Kuf Chaf. So la'alacha, we don't have any dinim of asavas nachla. They're not brought in the Rambam or in any paiskim, anything, because they're only negeya. They're negeya only l'shah. They're only negeya for that time. And we'll discuss this a drop later in the shir. Al-Kabanim, the Gemara goes to the sugi abyssal. So the Gemara here brought that Rekiva learned out that Baal Yerush is Sishtei from V'Yerush Eisei, Melamed Shabal Yerush is Sishtei. And Rishmol says, Ein Etzarech. And it brings five sukkim. First pasuk is called Basi Reshes Nachla Mimatis Bnei Yisrael Echam Mishmachas Samate Via Tiel Isha. That a Basi Reshes Nachla, a Bas that has Yerusha, has to get married to somebody from her Shevet. So that's a raya that a Baal is Yerush es Eshtoi, because why can't you get married to someone from another Shevet? Because the Nachla will end up in the other Shevet. There's a raya that the husband Yerushins. The Omer, and there's another pasuk, Lysisav Nachla Bnei Yisrael Mimat El Mata. That the Pasuk says that a Nachla is not allowed to go from one Shevet to another Shevet. And how else will it go from one Shevet to another Shevet? Elamai, because a girl will yarish in her father, and she'll get married, and it will end up by her husband. For Omer, Voices of Nachla, Mimata, Lamata, Acher, another Pasuk that says that, and he brings two other Pesukim in Tanakh, Elazar ben Aaron Meis, Vik Vroisa, Begivus Pinchas Benoi, that when Elazar died, he was buried in the hill of Pinchas, his son, how did Elazar own something which Pinchas didn't have? It must be that Elazar married and got the Yerusha from his wife. That Skuv gave birth to Yair, and Yair had 23 cities. How did Yair have something that Skuv didn't have? It must be that Yair got married and he yarished in the 23 cities from his wife. So the Gemara wanted to know, why do you need all five psukim? So the Gemara says, what's wrong with the first pasuk? The first pasuk says that you learn it from the Chovas Yereshes Nachli Matis Bnei Sol Lechem Mishpachas Mate Avi Ati Elisha. That pasuk teaches you that she has to get married from someone from a shevet. Is it right that her husband Yerushins up? So the Gemara says, V'chitayim Ebesebes Ben Kakapet Kro. That the pasuk is telling you not because her husband will Yerushina, but because her son will Yerushina. And we're dealing with Sebes HaBen, we're dealing with the Nachla going over to another Shevet, not because of Yerushas HaBaal, because the woman who Yarshin, her husband Yarshins, but Sebes HaBen, because her son will Yarshin, her son is from really her husband Shevet, and the Shevet goes back to the father. That's why we have an next pasuk. We see some Nachla Meisol Mimata Lamata, and that's an extra pasuk, because we already know that she has to marry someone from her Shevet. So why does it say that the Nachla shouldn't go from one Shevet to another Shevet? Elamai, you must be talking about Sevis HaBaal because the husband yarshins her. So that's why you need the second pasuk. So why do you need the third pasuk? So Mar says, maybe really they're both talking about Sevis HaBen, but you need one pasuk that teaches she's even asay. She has an asay, deraisa lechem mishmachas ma'devi ati elisha. She has a mitzvah say deraisa, she can't get married from another Shevet. That's not your love. Lysisav nachalim imatel, levnei yisom imatel mata, that teaches you a love. But Tashimah, there's a second lot. L'sisa nachle imat l'mat acher. Why do you need a second pasuk? L'sisa nachle imat l'mat acher. V'chi tema, but then he might say, what's another right? V'chi tema laval v'shnei lavin v'asei. That's to teach you that y'ayva tu lavin. And it's all talking about Sivis HaBen. Taisus asks the kasha that you always find, a Gemara says in common places, Pesachim Chavdal, the mashal, when you have two lavin saying the same thing, and you have a way to darshan that it's not two lavin saying the same thing, it's not just lavin you say, you darshan to mean a different thing. So the Rishayim answer to Ezrash, the Ritva, that who says that's called kalechadik lemidyush tashin, and who says we have a right to darshan an entire new Yerusha, which is not a Yerusha's craven, Yerusha of a husband, Maybe it's not enough that we have a lav deraisa, we behechach and have to say lav yisevi. That's not called a hechad ikla midrash tashin. And if you could dash in the lav is talking about a different case, and you mean mechadash a new isser, fine. But the mechadash an entire new Yerusha, mechad teisa to such a Yerusha, the lav can't tell you to such a Yerusha. So here the Gemara discusses the lovely sisa of nachal mimata lamata echer. What are we discussing? We're discussing sevis haben or sevis habal. In other words, are we talking about the reason why she can't get married to someone for another shevet is because her husband might yashina or because her son might yashina? Now, Mekenzuk Shtelen Efeshayla can ask a question. Why is the Gemara discussing, the Gemara Amud Beis also discusses, what's the pasuk talking about, sevis habal or sevis haben? But what's the pshat in that discussion? L'chaira, the pasuk's giving her very clear instructions that she's not allowed to marry someone from another shevet because the nachla might go over to the other shevet. What does it mean, the pasuk's talking about sevis habal, the pasuk's talking about sevis haben, that will go over to the other shevet because her husband will yashina, will go over to the other shevet because her son will yashina? I mean, she's not allowed to get married because they'll go over to the other shevet. In any way, they'll go over to the other shevet. What's the Gemara discussing? So our Gemara Bemisin is not shver. In our Gemara, you could say that ain't a chinami. There's no difference in the lav if the lav is at sevis haben or sevis habal. There's no difference bichlal. The lav, the Torah is telling you very clearly, don't get married to someone from another shevet. The issur is to get married because that will cause asavas and achlan. Anyway, it will cause it. Now, our Gemara wanted to learn out from the psukim that you see an ala to get married to another shevet, because that will cause a savas and achla. That will cause that the nachla will go to the other shevet. That's a raya, the husband yarshins. Teretz is not a raya, because maybe the husband bechlal doesn't yarshin. So that's why I can't be talking about sivas habal, because there is no such thing as yushas habal. So why can't she get married to the other shevet? Elamai sivas haben, because the son will yarshin. And then the Gemara wants to say you have an extra pasuk. So since you have an extra pasuk, we know already she's not allowed to get married to the other shevet because it might end up by the other shevet. So why do we need an extra pasuk telling you she can't get married to the other shevet because it might end up by the other shevet? Elamai, the pasuk's teaching you that there's another way you'll get it into the other shevet. Stam, you tour the krah that there happens to be another way, not only Yerushas Haben, which you know already, but Yerushas Habal also. And that the Gemara says, no, it's not an extra pasuk. Really, there is no other way for it to get to the other shevet except for Yerushas Haben, because Yerushas Habal doesn't exist. We need the pasuk Timchayim v'lav v'asei. There's an next pasuk in here for Shnei lav v'asei. But really, there's no chilek and din between Sivas Habal and Sivas Haben. There's one halacha, you can't get married to anyone from the other shevet, and there's one reason for it, because the nachal end up there. There's no chilek b'chlal. Taisa nafkuf yiral, if there's maschal makish shmat deim lamateav, towards the end there's mashma that way. Take a look in the Marashah and the Rashash. That's the Mashma. He said, you're not allowed to get married, and it's too loving for getting married. It doesn't make a difference, say b'sabal, say b'saben. That's not the point. But the sunya on kufyud bezim and bez is not mashed that way. Al kapanul, if either way, Rav Rishayna and Megaris and learn, the sunya goes a little bit onto daf kufyud gimel, but it starts here in daf kufyud bez. And if either way, the most Rishayna and Megaris, there's a machlaikis and brises. One brisa holds that both psukim are talking about sibis habal, and the other brisa holds it, no. One pasuk stum at sibis habal, and the other pasuk stum at sibis haben. And the Rishayna and Azbin, the Ramban, the Rajbin, the Ritva, what's the pshat in the brisa that both psukim are talking about sibis habal? Because there is no issa sibis haben. Because since brach kara davur, brach kara de'ime, the Torah was not makbid if the Yerusha ends up in the other shevet because the ben will yarshin it. Because brach kara de'ima, it's already by the mother. And if the Yerusha remains by a brach kara de'ima, by a son of the mother, even though the son happens to be from another shevet, the Torah doesn't consider that a savas nachla. There's no issur in that. The issur is exclusively a savas habal, that it should go to a husband that's from another shevet, which is not kara, stam she'eroi, that the Torah was makbid. But should go to her son from another shevet, that the Torah was not makbid on. And that's the machlokes, these two brises. One brise says it's two psukim. One for Sivas Habal and one for Sivas Haben. And the Torah was makbid on both Sivas Habal and Sivas Haben. And the other brise holds no. Both psukim are talking about Sivas Habal, and there is no issur of Sivas Haben. That's the pashtus of the Gemara. And the Rishayim and Masbid is no issur of Sivas Haben because brought kara de'ima, because the Torah wasn't makbid. If it goes to a son, the son's kara de'ima, that's not called asava. Now the Shaila is, but what does that mean? If she's not allowed to get married to someone from the other Shevet, My nafkamin if the isur is sivas abal, sivas aben, what's a nafkamin al halacha? She's anyone now get married to anyone from another shevet. Vashteta if the isur is sivas aben, sivas abal, what does it mean? So Rabbi Chanan, the Kovitz Yerim says a pshat, that the isur is creating another Yerush. That's the isur. So if the isur is sivas abal, what's the isur? The isur is the nesuin. He says the erusin is not asa because arusa, ishta arusa, you don't yashin. The isur is a nesuin. You're not allowed to get married. The mais in the suin is an iser because the mais in the suin creates a yerush, creates the baal as a yerush. If it's sibas aben, so the marriage is not aser. He says the bi is the iser. The bi is creating the other yerush. The ben, it's a different iser. L'chayr kavanaser even without the suin, even with znus, which if there's only an iser of sibas abal and there's no iser of sibas aben. So to have a ben through znus from another shev will be mutter. I mean, a kapanim wouldn't be the sisla v'sislev. There might be an issur of znus. And they add the name. But v'sislev wouldn't apply because there is no issur of sivus aben. And the issur of sivus abal, if it was only an issur, let's say there was only an issur of sivus aben and there wasn't an issur of sivus abal, so then the nesuin wouldn't be an issur b'chlal because the nesuin without a bia wouldn't create a ben. He clears grada. The issa of sivas aben is the issa to bia whether it has a son or not. Or maybe the issa is only the bia if it ends up with a son. You know, you find the similar clear by the mitzvah puravu. Is the mitzvah having the son and the daughter? And was avada the maisa mitzvah is the bia. There's nothing else you could do. But the mitzvah is only niskayim when you have the son and the daughter. Or some old no. You can't say the mitzvah is to have the son and the daughter. It's not the other. Obviously the mitzvah is the bia. Having the son and daughter is a p'tur. It's not a kiyum. So that's a similar clara, b'chan and clara is here. The issa of v'sisav, meaning to have a ben, the issa is having the ben, you can clara, is the issa to bia, which is the only thing you could do to have a ben, or is the issa having the ben, avada the issa is the bia, because that's the mice of having a ben, but the pshat is the issa is only if shitaka has a ben from the bia, then the bia was considered a bia alav of v'sisav. Otherwise, it's not a lot. But al kopanim, that's why if the pasuk's tomb at sibas abal or the pasuk's tomb at sibas aben or b'chanan is saying it's two completely different isurim. Sibas abal means shteling avek a yerush abal, having a yerush abal, and how you over that isur by nesuin even without a bia, but you need dafka nesuin. Znus avada would not be an isur of sibas abal because there is no abal, and the isur of sibas aben is a different issur. This issur meant is having a son from another shevet. And the issur is the bia, not the nesuin. This is dafka the bia. And the chayyid don't need nesuin b'chlal for the issur. And the issur could be the bia if it has a son. The issur could be a bia even if it doesn't have a son. Stam is an issur trying to have a son. But the issur is daika the bia. So that's why there's no two lavin on any one thing. There's one lav on the nesuin, sivas aval. If you say that one pasuk sibas abal and one pasuk sibas aben, so there's one lav on the nesuin sibas abal, there's one lav on the bia sibas aben. Maybe only if you have a ben lebesayif, maybe not. Baal kapanim is two completely different isurim. Rav Shmuel Zofsky though says that he doesn't hold. He holds it's not mistabra. The pasuk says la'echa yamate mishmarkas avi atia liisha atia zaloshin nesuin. The isur on everything is a nesuin. There's an isur nesuin sibas abal. There's an isur nesuin for sibas aben. Either nesuin itself doesn't have a son, doesn't matter. You're not allowed to get married because marriage usually causes children. Usually, they have a son. The yis is getting married, just like Rabbi Chanan saying that the bia could be asa even if this bia doesn't end up with a son. The marriage is asa because the marriage ends up with a son. But according to both Rabbi Shmuel Zofsky Nemzon, that the issur is the mais and nesuin. The malchus is on the mais and nesuin, whether it's sibas abal or sibas aben. The malchus is not on the bia b'chlal, and a bia without nesuin avada would be mutter. The Malkus is the Maisa Nesuin, as I feel as Agin. If that's true, so invite it back to the question. So what does it mean, this Pasuk Sibas Abal, this Pasuk Sibas Aben? If Vinishvi both of them are Yerish, so the issue is to get married. What does it mean that it's talking about Sibas Abal and Sibas Aben? You know, I'll get married. Shabbacharan says another Pshat, L'chayra Pasha Pshat, which even if you say the issue is a Nesuin by both of them, but it's only Nesuin that could lead to Asaba. So you could have an Nesuin L'mashal, which won't lead to Sibas Aben. Let's say if the Isha is not royal Ohailad. If a woman physically, the Metzias, cannot have a son, it's not Shayach B'chlal, an islandess. So Mamela, there'll be no issa of sivus haben, but there will be an issa of sivus haval. And also you can have a case where all you'll have is sivus haben, but you won't have sivus haval. L'mashal, it's actually a machlokes rishonim. It's a machlokes ran in Tesis in a case of, if you hold that Yerusha Sabal is their Isa, could a Baal be Masalik from the Yerusha? If you hold on the Master Dover, if you hold that the Master Mashkas of Torah to know Kayim. Tesis holds it's the same as other Yerushim. You can't stand be Master not to be Yerush. But the Ran holds you could. Even if Yerusha Sabal is their Isa, we spoke about this in the previous shiel. It's totally. If Yerusha Baal is their Isa, is it a din of a Kenyan? And the Baal is kind of the Yerusha B'chayav. So L'chayah can be Masalik himself in the Kenyan. Or is it Stam and Din, Al She'eris, like we say from Taizan Af Kuf Yud Gimel, and the Baal of She'eris is Kabasar Echon, so Mimeli is Yerush. So that the Baal can't be Masalik, Mitzias is She'eris, just like a relative, a son, can't be Masalik from the Yerush of his father, Lamais is the son, Lamais is the Yerush. Al Kopanim, but the Ranu holds that you could be Masalik, so L'chayah will be negated like this. Let's say the husband is Masalik from the Yerusha. She wants to get married to someone from another Shevet. And the husband will say, Dinu Dvarim Eli Ben Achsayach Lacha Meisach, I'm Masalik myself from the Yerusha. So then there would be no Isser, if he says it before the Nisuin, there'll be no Isser Nisuin B'chal, because Nisuin is not going to cause a Sivus Abal. There would be an Isser of Sivus Aben. So now we'll come in an Afkamin. In other words, let's say the Halach is only Sivus Abal is Aser. But Sivus Aben is Mutter because Brach Harad Avua. So she'd be allowed to get married to someone from another Shevet if he's Masalik himself in the Yerusha. Mashen Kain, if Sibas Aben is us, he'll still be us to get married because that could produce a Ben and there'll be Sibas Aben. That could be another Chalik. Now both Rabbi Chana and Rabbi Shmuel Zaski bring a Taizer Rosh. It's a Shtickle's trying to understand the Taizer Rosh. I'm not sure exactly how to understand it, but they understand the Taizer Rosh is saying that there's no Issa Batsim to get married. That's not the Issa of Lysisa. The Issa is the Asavis Yerusha. Now, when the Yerusha ends up by the Baal of the Ben, Lamafrei, you're over on the lovely Sisa because you caused it all your day getting married. But the Issa is when the Yerusha becomes for the Baal and the Ben. That means really, you won't be able to know if she was over the live until she actually dies. It seems that Tais Rosh is bothered with the Rishbam. The Rishbam says, when he says, Zachitem alava v'lava say, lava v'lava say means, the Rishbam says, Tavai b'sibus ha-ben, Mashashana ha-kosel v'niskavan al-hasa sh'loi t'inos l'shev achak te l'schai of malkus, the mikro kam v'shmina la-say, that they're both v'sibus ha-ben, the first pasuk teaches you an assay, and the second one tells you a lav, and male is a chi of malkus. So Tais Rosh saying there is no malkus, because we won't know that there's going to be sibus ha-ben until she actually dies. And then she's dead, so it's not Shaykh Malkus. So here we have three possible Mahalchim in when you're Eivalei Sisayt. We have one Mahalchim, Shu'az Askinem's on your Eivalei Sisayt v'shas in Asuin. And Asuin is a lovely Sisayt, period. We said it still could be Negei, a Sibis Abal, and Sibis Aben. An Asuin that could cause Sibis Abal, you're over on the live if the live is at Sibis Abal. If it can cause Sibis Abal, either if your old Baal is not Yerush, but more than that, if let's say the Baal is Masalik himself from Yerusha, that it can't be any Sivus Abal, so you're not going to be over the live of Sivus Abal. The live of Sivus Aben is by the Nisuin, but only if you cause a Ben. If she's Eini Roi Lohela, she's an islandess, and she can't have a Ben, so there's no live for Nisuin because it can't cause Sivus Aben. That was one Malach we said. But Al Kapana Lefidus Mahalach, the lively Sivus is to get married. That's what Shuzovsky Nemzon in Svarah. Habachonin Emzon, the lively Sisa Vizna is making a Yerush. Avek Shtalin Anaya Yerush. So Kum De Sibis Abal, the lav is the Nisuin, even without any Bia. The lav is the Nisuin, because the Nisuin creates the Yerush. Sibis Aben, the lav is the Bia. Perhaps a Bia only if Lamafreya causes a son, perhaps a Bia even if it doesn't cause a son, but the lav is the Bia. The Bia creates the son, the Bia creates a new Yerush. Even a Bia without Nisuin would be a lav of Sibis Aben. Even the Suin without Bia would be alive of Sibis Abal. That's the second Mahalach we had in what exactly the lively Sisiv is and what exactly would be the Chilik between a Pasuk telling you Sibis Abal and a Pasuk telling you Sibis Aben. And now we have the Taisa Rosh, a third Mahalach, what the lively Sisiv is. The lively is Yerusha going over. The love is when the Nachla goes over. That is the Averis Alav. You're not allowed to get married because that could come to the love. But the Etzim love is if the Nachla Taka goes over. So Mel, it's very partial what the Chilting Sibis Aben and Sibis Abal is. The love by Sibis Abal, you're only going to be over at Lemaisa if the Baal is Yerush. You wouldn't be allowed to get married because it could come to being over the love. But you'll only be over the love Lemaisa if the Baal is Yerush. If let's say the Baal dies first, so come to you never over the love. You wouldn't get Malchus, even though you got married, but the Baal died first, or the Baal divorced her, and that she was never over the love. Sibis Aben is only if Lemaisa the Ben is Yerush. If the didn't end up being a Ben, or even if there was a Ben, but the Ben died before his mother died, so come dice, she's never even alive. So this is a third mahalach. There's one mahalach, the marriage is alive. The other mahalach is the creating the new Yerush is alive. And the third mahalach is alive is the actual being Yerush. Of course, you're over because you caused it, but you're not over unless it's an actual Yerusha. That's what Taizir Rosh is mahalach. I saw a fourth mahalach, a very, very mechudishtika mahalach, in the Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlau, in the Sefer on the Sefer Mitzvah of Sadi Gai in the Chela Gimel, in Parashat Chav Zayin, he wants to say a fourth mahalach in Laisi Seif. And Bamasin, it comes in the Ramban. But he wants to extend the Ramban a little bit. The Ramban, all the way down the Parashat Masay, on this Psukim of Laisi Seif Nachla, the Ramban says that V'nochen wal derech ha'pshad, she'en v'leisi sev nachla tam k'deish le'iti sev nachla. The pasuk doesn't mean that the woman has to get married, the basi reshes nachla has to get married from someone from her shevet, because v'leisi sev nachla in order that the nachla shouldn't go. Aval ein shtei mitzvahs, tziva b'yoreshes nachla. There's two separate mitzvahs. One mitzvah shleit in the center ak lamate avim. And she's only allowed to get married to her father's shevet. V'tziva b'nesuas kvar v'shetav leim nachla akra yosem le'ish shleitisa v'nachla mimata l'mata acher avayirishoy secherim kveim loy b'neim u'baleim. That means, let's say she does get married. Let's say she wasn't a bas yireshes nachla time. Let's say at the time that she got married, she had brothers. So, she had brothers. She wasn't expecting to be yirish nachla. So she's allowed to get married to someone from another shevet. And then after she gets married to someone from the shevet, she has a husband, she has sons, and then her brothers died, and she ends up yarishing the nachla from her father. She's the only child of her father. She's the only offspring. She ends up being the yarish nachla. Zok the pasuk loisisiv nachla levnei yisrael mimatel mata, or loisisiv nachla mimatel lamate acher. The yerusha does not go to her then. Then the yerusha will not go to her. When she dies, it won't go to her son and her husband. It's going to end up back in the shevet of her father. That's what Lisisiv means, that her husband and her son does not yerush b'chai gavna. So Rav Fishel Perlau likes his pshat. He says, l'chayu, the Gemara is not mashalei, because the Gemara says, because kundais is two separate things. The asay is, l'echem mishmachas mat deviyati elisha. She has to go get married to someone from her shevet. And Lisisiv nachal imata madacha means, in case she didn't, in case she's already married to someone from a different shevet, so then, the Nachla doesn't go to her husband, or doesn't go to her son. And then it's very good how you can learn that Yerushas about their Isa, because otherwise it would go to her husband. But then we're saying it's Sibis Aben. No, Napshat will go to her husband, otherwise it will go to her son. But he says it's bothered by the Shaila, so then why does the Gemara say, Lav Rolav Balav Vasei? Why is it a Lav? It's two separate things. The Asei is that you have to get married to someone from your Shevet, as opposed to another Shevet. And the love is a completely different love. The love is a love that if you did get married to someone from a different shevet, there's a love deraisa that shouldn't go to that shevet. But he says, not sure. The Gemara could call that a love asay, even if it's two different things. The Gemara is makatzer abyssal. So if you learn this way, it's mamish pashit why there's two things, Siva Seven and Siva Sabal. Because Siva, the loisisa doesn't mean she's not allowed to get married. The loisisa means that the nachla doesn't go to her yershin. So there's two things. One pasuk teaches you Nachla doesn't go to her son. One pasuk teaches you Nachla doesn't go to her husband. And you could say that Enechanami, Itaka wouldn't go to her husband because that's a Savas Nachla, but it wouldn't go to her son because Bar Kaira Davua, so male's allowed to go to her son. Now, Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlau wants to take this Ramban even a step further. Because he's very bothered. Like I mentioned before, the Gemara says in Daf Kuf Chaf that this din of Lisis of Nachla was only for that dar. Only the first dar of the Bay Aretz, there, the girls that were Yerush and Nachla, they were Musa, they can't get married from someone for another Shevet. But afterwards, after that dar, they were allowed to get married from someone to another Shevet. So now the Rambam and other Mayne Mitzvahs, all the Mayne Mitzvahs that go in the Derech of the Rambam, or even those that don't so much, do not bring this down as a mitzvah. That's what the Rambam doesn't discuss at all in the Anach HaZakah. It's not a mitzvah l'deiris, it's only a mitzvah l'shah. Now he has the Gevaldik Akasha, the Reb Sadya Goyin, and the Bahag, they both bring the din that a bas, the bas yereshes nachla, the din of Lysisayv, they both bring it as one of the mitzvahs. So Chayetz Apella, they also hold that this klal, that a mitzvah l'shah is not considered one of the mitzvahs. How could they bring the mitzvah l'shisav nachla as one of the mitzvahs? A Gevaldik Tumiyah. So Reb Yerucham v'Shapiro Latinus, that vice they say like the Rambat. That the lav of Lysisav means that the when a bas yereshes nachla does get married to another shevet, there's a lav of Lysisav saying that the son and the husband do not yarsh it. Zakta the Gemara and Daf Kuf Chaf that was saying that it was only for that dar, that was the asay. That was the din that the bas yereshes nachla can't get married to someone from another shevet. That was only in the dar of the Bar Yaretz. After the dar of the Bar Yaretz, a bas yereshes nachla could get married to someone from another shevet. So they don't count the asay that kol bas yereshes nachla echel imati avim tiyelisha, because that's only l'shah. But the lav of l'sis of nachla imati l'mati echel, that lav, that's teaching you that the Yerusha doesn't go to the son or the husband. The Yerusha stays by the mishpachas matei avia. That lav is l'deiris, and that's why they count it. And Gevaldik Chiddush, he tries to bring other makaris to it. L'maisa Geret, there's a lot of kashas on this. It's very, very shver to learn this parak with this yisoid of Yerucham Fishel Perla. He brings the kashas. The Gemara earlier that says that Vavartim teaches you that Einloch Shemav v'nachal mishev l'shev l'bas hoy l'bno bal yershinais. That's the Gemara earlier, Kuftesim v'beis Mamish Mefurish, that she's Mav v'nachal mishev l'shev because of b'no bal yershinais. And the Gemara here, the Abayis Kasha, that it's Misakra nachal mishifta the imel l'shifta the Abba. And the Gemara says, no, maybe Shani Yosin Shekvar Huzba, it's already by her, so already there is a Sevis Nachla, so it's okay if it goes Meshifta the Abba, Shifta the Ima. And Mechlolius, the Gemara before that, says that the Bas is Yerish Ima, because it says, Chol Bas Yeresh is Nachla Mimates Bnei Yisrael. How could a Bas be Yerish and Shnei Mates? It must be that a father from one Shevet and a mother from another Shevet, and she's Yerish and Nachla from both the father and the mother. So you see clearly that even though she's from a father Shevet, she's Yerish and mother, who's not from that Shevet. Okay, rabbis, and all these things he's matchik about, all these Gemaras, that the Gemara means the potential Yerusha. The Gemara means not that there's an actual Yerusha, but that is the Isser of a Sevis Nachla, that you can't get married to the other Shevet, because even though it's not going to end up by the other Shevet, because we have Lysisayv, but we're afraid it might end up by the other Shevet. So we're discussing all what would have happened had we not done the Lav Lysisayv. If she does have the Nachla, there will be a Seva. I don't be mayach too much, because I think it's very, very dachuk. I think the Gemara here in Yesh Neichel and Amamish Mefurish, that even by the door of the Bay Aretz, if, let's say, the Bas was married to somebody from another Shevet, let's say she got married before the Issa was said, or she got married before she knew she was going to be Yerusha Nachla when she still had brothers that were alive, Avada, she gets the Yerusha, and Avada the Yerusha does end up by the other Shevet. And even the Ramban, the Ramban Gadda says Mefurish, that he holds, even though he's saying this pshat in the Pasuk, that Lysis of Nachla means that if she does get married to the other Shevet, Beheter or Beisr, the Nachla doesn't go to the other Shevet, that's a pshat in Lysis of Nachla, he also only says it for that dar. Rabbi Rucham Fishel Perl is extending it, Lefi the Bahag and the Sandy Gayin, that says that the mitzvah is Naig L'Deris, that would apply even the Deris afterwards. That when the Bas was allowed to get married to another Shevet, but when she does, Lysis of Nachla, the Nachla would not end up by the other Shevet. The Ben and the Baal have no din to Yarshin, will go for Kay to her Shevet. But I think even the Ramban, Mikayach the Kashus are asking from the Gemaris, and these Gemaris are talking about, the Psukim are talking about the Dar of the Bar Yaretz. I think the Ramban, when he says, V'nachanu al derech ha-pshat, He's just trying to teach the psukim al derech hapshat, but he understands that lalach, it's not the way, in the Kabbalah's Chazal, we're not like the nachin al derech hapshat. I think the Ramban does that a few times. After bringing Chazal's interpretation of the pasuk the way it fits al pi Kabbalah's Chazal, he'll tell you what the pshat in the pasuk is al derech hapshat, and not intending to say that lalach lemaisa v'ad lalacha, we follow Chazal's interpretation. But even I think the Ramban is maskim that al pi the Gemara, the Nachla, if the Isha is married to someone for another Sheva, the Nachla would go to the other Sheva, to a husband and a son. It's just an Issa for her to get married by the first Dar. But Lafi Rabbi Ruchim Fishel Perlas Pshat, Lafi the Ramban, what he says, Nachan al derech Pshat, so then it's even better why it says Siva Saben and Siva Sabal, because that's not talking about her getting married altogether. Siva Saben means it's an Issa for the Yerusha to go to her son, and Siva Zaval means it's an Issa for the Yerusha to go to her husband in case she is married. So Pekitza is a fourth pshat. We said one pshat is the Issa is an Nisuin, but the Chilting Siva Zaval and Siva Zaben is an Nisuin that we could bring to Siva Zaval. The Marshal of the Baal didn't say that there wasn't a Masalik himself in Yerusha, that's Siva Zaval. An Issa that could bring to Siva Zaben, like when she's Roy Lahaila, that's Siva Zaben. We had a pshat that the Issa is having the Siva Sabal is in the Suun because she's making the Yerush. Siva Saben is the Bia because they are making the Yerush the Ben. Two different Issurim. We had a pshat from the Taiz Rush. The Issa is when the Yerusha Taka goes to the Baal and the Ben. And now we have a pshat that Lysisa doesn't even mean Bechal getting married or Shtelling of the Yerush. Lysisa means in case she did get married, in case she has a Ben, that the Yerusha is not going to go to the Baal and the Ben. That's what the Ramban says al derech pshat. And the Ruchim Fishel Perlah holds that the Psadi Gayin and the Bahag hold that that's true even Luderis. That's why they count it as one of the mitzvahs. But the Pashas HaSugis is not Mashuah at all. The Pashas HaSugis is that if she is married, she got married before the Isser, or if she got married before she knew she was a Basri Reshes Nachla, and rather it does go to the Baal and the Ben. Like Sisa's just telling her that she's not allowed to get married. And now let's go right up. So the Gemara says that the three Psukim in the Torah, it's not enough to teach you that a Baal is Yerish, because maybe it means that the Ben is Yerish. That's why she can't marry someone from another Shevet. And that's a lively Sisayv, that she shouldn't cause a Ben to be Yerish, and the Nechasim will go to the other Shevet. So my sister Shema, Elazar ben Aaron Mace, that the Braisa brings the Pasuk from Yeshua. Elazar ben Aaron died. Vayik Braisa begivas Pinchas benai, and they buried him in the hill of Pinchas' son. How did Pinchas have something? What does it mean it belonged to Pinchas? How did Pinchas get anything not from Elazar? If it was Yerusha from Elazar, so it should say it was Elazar's thing. So it must be Pinchas married a woman, and that woman was a Basi Reshes Nachla, and Pinchas got the giva from his wife. So that's the right that the Baal is Yerusha's Ishtai. So why isn't that enough? So the Mara says, "V'chitei melazu d'nasavitza." Maybe forget. Maybe Elazar married another woman, u'meisa v'yarsa Pinchas, and that woman died. And forget, Baal is not Yerush, and Pinchas Yarshnev not from his wife, but from his mother. So that's why I bring another pasuk. "Usku v'ayla disyoyer v'ayla yesu v'shal sharim beretz agila." So the Mara says, maybe that also that Yoyer got the 23 cities from his mother. So the Mara says, "Imkain trei kroy lamali." Why would you need two pasukim? So the obvious question is, but if you know already from the Torah that a Ben is Yerush Imai, so why would you need even one Pasuk telling you Ben is Yerush Imai? Manavshach. If the Pshad is a Psukim in Tanakh have to tell you a Chiddush, the God Hilchus Yerusha, so even one Pasuk, it can't be telling you that Elazar got it from his mother, because that we know from the Torah that a Ben is Yerush Imai. Elamai, it must be that it teaches you the Baal is Yerush Ishtai. If you don't need a Chiddush in one Pasuk, so why by two Psukim? Does it have to be a Chiddush? So Taisus says that the fact that it says the din of Ben Yerush is Imai in Teiris Meisha, it's Kedai to say it again in Neviim and Ksuvim. That's not considered a Kasha if the Navi chazes over something which is there in the Torah. But for the Navi to chazer twice the same din, if already in the Navi it says that the Ben is Yerush Imai, so the Navi wouldn't have to write another Pasuk to teach you Ben is Yerush Imai. Elamai, the second pasuk tells it that the Baal is Yerush Ishtai. That's how Taisus answers it. So Shtikul Chiddush, that the pshat is that it's okay for a Navi to teach you a halacha that we know already from the Torah, but two psukim in Navi, even though one's in Yeshua, one's in Divrei Hayamim, You wouldn't have two psukim in the Navi teaching you something. The same thing. It must be that the second pasuk is teaching you another din. But the Rishbam Vaishti said a different teretz. So Rishbam said that the pasuk's not extra. Even if the pasuk's teaching you the din that the ben is Yerush Imai, it's not extra. We don't know that a ben is Yerush Imai from the Torah. Rishbam says, because from these psukim, we only know that a bas is Yerush, a bas is Yerushis Ima. But we wouldn't know if Ben is Yerush Imai, because he says, Abbas Yerush is Imai, that we have a pasuk. Abbas Yerush is Nachla Mimatis Bnei Yisrael. We learned that earlier, that how does Abbas have a Nachla from two Matis? Vaishtais, the father's from one Shevet, and the mother's from another Shevet, and that's why she's a Yerush is Nachla Mimatis. She has a Nachla from two different Shvatim. But that's Abbas. But how do we know that a Ben is Yerush? The Rishbam says it doesn't say it. If it doesn't say that a Ben is Yerush Imai, we only know it from a Kal V'chaim Pricha. We only know it from a kavachayim pricha, which you can ask dayay on it. So that's why this pasuk will teach you that ben is yerush imai, and it's not talking about tzibes abal. So all the psukim in the Torah that tells you that an offspring is yerush imai, they're all by bas. Called bas yeresh is nachla, bimatis bnei Yisrael. That teaches you that a bas is yerush and two matis, the father and the mother. That's by bas. And also the asavas nachla, you could say that we're not makbid. The reason why the girl cannot marry someone from another shevet is not because maybe she'll have a son and the son will yarshin. The son doesn't yarshin the mother. It's because maybe she'll have a daughter and the daughter will yarshin. So only a daughter yarshin is not a son. A son doesn't yarshin the mother. And the Rishbam says we only know that a son yarshins from a mother from a kal v'chaima pricha, from a kal v'chaima, which is not a good kal v'chaima because you could say dayot. So Frank Dereshash, the Kal V'Chaim wasn't Pricha at all. The Kal V'Chaim was an excellent Kal V'Chaim. And the Gemara had no problems with the Kal V'Chaim. If a daughter yarshins the mother who's Hura Kaycha B'Nechse Aviv, so a Ben, which is Yafa Kaycha B'Nechse Aviv, Kal V'Chaim yarshins the mother. That Kal V'Chaim, they might have it a problem with. The Gemara only had a problem with why would this Ben be Kaydim Labas B'Nechse Aim? That you could say Dayoy. That since you only learn out a son from a daughter, so they're equal. That's what Pschaiv and Akatsev held. Now, to go, these psukim in Yeshua and Divrei Hayamim, they're not teaching you that a son is better than a daughter. They're not teaching you that when Makam a ben, b'nichsei aim, the daughter doesn't yashin. You don't see that at all. All you see is that the son yashins. You don't see the daughter doesn't yashin. So, Chayritz Vaita Pella, the Rishbam is trying to say that you need the psukim in Nach, because the psukim in the Torah only teach you that a bas is yerish the aim. And maybe the seib is a seib is bas. And you don't see from the Torah anywhere that a ben is Yerush Deim. And Meli, you need the Psukim and Navi to teach you that ben is Yerush Deim. And he says, the only way we know that ben is Yerush Deim is in Makal V'chaim B'Pricha, because you say Dayeb, it's not true. That the ben is Yerush Deim, that is a good Kal V'chaimer. That the ben is Kaidim Labas B'nech Seim, that's where there was the Dayeb. And in that, the Psukim and Navi aren't telling you anything. And Gvaldik Akasha, I saw in Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky say for Emes Liakov, but he wants to say, Lefi, what the Gemara says in Bava Kama, Daf Chavav, Reb Tarfin holds that when it's Mifrich Kal V'Chaim, you don't say Dayai. So maybe this Brisa can go like Reb Tarfin, and the Pshat is the Pasuk is going to shtel avek with a klarkite that the Ben Yarshins, period. So mainly you can't use the Kal V'Chaim just to tell you that the Ben Yarshins, because we have this Pasuk telling you the Ben Yarshins. So the Kal V'Chaim, once we already know the Ben Yarshins from this Pasuk, so now the Kal V'Chaim, that Madach the Bas, which is Hura Kaycha, B'nichse Aviyah, Yarshin, Skolshkin, the Ben, that's Yafa Kaycha, you won't be able to say Daya, because now it's Mifra Kal V'Chaimer. If it wouldn't be for this Pasuk, so the Pshad is, you b'chal know that the Ben Yarshins. So the Kal V'Chaimer teaches you the Ben Yarshins altogether. And Daya teaches you that it's not Kaydim Labas, the Ben and Bas are equal. But now that this Pasuk teaches you that the Ben Yarshins, now the Kal V'Chaimer won't be Pricha anymore. Now the Kal V'Chaimer would tell you that a ben is kaidin labas, because he can't say daya, because it'll be mifra kal v'chaima. And geshmak eteris from Rabbi Yankov. And now the Gemara goes weiter. Am le'a papa la'abai mimai, lo'a le'mei melach ba'al lo yoris, ukra besibis ha'ben kedeshinon, v'yor dezavin mizmin, u'pinchas nami dezavin mizmin. And maybe they didn't get it through Yerusha, they got it through buying it. And the Rishbam explains, so why would you need a pasuk b'chlal to teach you that they got it through borrowing it? The Teretz says, it's just teaching how rich they was. Just telling you how rich Yor was. A lot of times in Tanakh, we're not learning halacha from a story. It's not telling you the story. So the Gemara says, Amalei, Pinchas the Zavin Mizmin L'matzah Samid. You can't say that Pinchas bought it. Nimkein Nimses Sadech Hazeris B'yevim. Because if Pinchas bought it, so what happens? You can't keep it. You have to give it back by Yevil. The Nimset Tzaddik cover Bekeva Shena Shalai. So then Allah says, the Tzaddik is going to be buried in a grave which is not his own grave. It doesn't belong to him. Because the field is going to go back by Yevil. So it can't be that Elazar would be buried in a grave which was bought. And then the Gemara answers the ask that he got it from the Stei Charamim, which doesn't go back by Yevil. Maybe got it from the Stei Charamim, and that's why he was buried there. Now there's a kasha from the Ksais. It's in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Katan Beis, that there's a, on the famous din of Hektish Chametz Shichur Mefgim B'dei Shibud, if let's say somebody owes someone something, is Meshubit to someone, and he's Makdish it, or he owes him Chametz, the Chametz is Meshubit to him, it's Ava of a Pesach, or the Eved is Meshubit, the Eved is a Mashkin, or Paitiki, and he's Meshachar the Eved, it's Mefgim B'dei Shibud. So Taisus explains, it's a Taisus in Gittin, and Daf Mem and Beis, it's in other places also, but Taisus explains that what's the Vart? The Vart is that since it still belongs to the person who was Makdish it, so the Hekdish is Tzchal, it's Shaloi, we hold the Ravaz L'shitasa, he holds the Baal Chayiv, Mikan Allah Bogayvim, until he collects it, it's his, and once he's Makdish it, there's no way for the Shibud Mammon to override the Hekdish. And Taisus says it's Dafka by Kedushas Aguf. Kedushas Aguf, there's no way for the Shibud Mammon to override the Hektish. But Kedushas Damim, there the Gemara says, Meisafei Dimu Paydes and Chasim Alalu. The Pshat is like this. If someone, let's say, there's a field Meshubit to someone, and he's Makdish at Kedushas Damim, so that's not Mafki of the Shibud. And the reason is, because Kedushas Aguf is Be'etzim and Isser. The Isser is Tchal. Once the Isser is Tchal, there's nothing you can do. The Mammon's not going to be Mafki of the Isser. Mashenke Kedushas Damim, the Yisrael of Kedushas Damim is a Din Mammon, that you're giving the Mammon to Hektish. But you don't have the moment to give to Hektish. Just like he could take it away from you, he has a Shibud, he could also take it away from Hektish. That's stating Taisus in your sight. And Taisus brings a Raya. Just like you find, let's say somebody buys a field, and he's Makdish the field, that's Kedushas Damim. So there, by Yevil, it goes back to the original owner of the field. As I state in Taisus. So that's, you see, that Kedushas Damim is not Mefkia from a Shibud. Because you see by Yevil that when he's Makdish the field, it goes back to the original owner. So Zogdik says, so Taisus clearly implies that if there would be a way to make Kedushas Aguf on the field, it wouldn't go back to the original owner by Yevil. Because that's the din of Hektish Kamas Ashich Mefkiyim B'dei Shibud. Since Taisus brings a Raya, the Kedushas Dam is not Mefkiyim Shibud. Because you see when someone buys a field and he makes Kedushas Damim, so then it goes back by Yevil. Because just like he himself, his mammonis can't be mafkir from going back by Yevil. So Kedushas Damim, also all you're doing is making a mammon hektish, but the mammon hektish not going to be stronger than your mammon, it'll go back by Yevil. So that's a clear implication that Kedushas Aguf, Lamaisa won't go back by Yevil. The only thing is, normally it's not shaykh to make any Kedushas Aguf on a field. Kedushas Aguf is only when the hektish is going to use the guf. You could do that with a behema, make it a carbon. You can make flour into menachis. You can make wine into nesachim. But a field, you can't make Kedushas Aguf. Perfect, the Ksai says that. The Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Samach Vav Mebeis that there was somebody that had a coat that was Meshubet to a Baal Chayiv. And he took the coat and he put it on a dead, there was someone died, a relative died, and he took the coat and put it on the dead person to bury with this coat. So Rava says, Kanua Misna, the dead person was kind of the coat. And Rav will tell me, because Rav holds Hektish Chametz Shechem Efkim B'dei Shibud. Now it's the same idea, even though the coat's Meshubet to a Baal Chayiv. But since the din is that anything that you give to a mace is Asabana, any Techrichim, Aaron, all these things, the Kever, all these things are Asabana. So you have a right to make it Asabana, even though it's Meshubet, and once the Yisus Chal, the Yisus Mefkim the moment. So, fact the Ksayis, Oibazai, what's Igmar's problem that Pinchas is going to be buried, Alas is going to be buried, a tzaddik will be covered in a kevish enish alay. If they bought a field, it goes back by Yevil. But now that you buried him in the field, so Hektish Chametz Shechur Mefkiyim B'dei Shibud. Just like when you put the cloak, which was Meshubet to a Baal Chayiv, you put it on the mace, that's Mefkiyim B'dei Shibud, so male that you can't be Gaivah. Taisus compares going back in Yevil also like to a Shibud. So now that you buried a Lazar in this field that you bought, now it won't go back in Yevil. because it becomes asr b'ano, because in the mace, as I effect excites. It's together with other kashis he asks on the inside, but this kashi says a very simple teretz too. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin said, we spoke about this early in the sixth parak, that a kever of karka doesn't become asr b'ano. Because karka oilam doesn't become asr b'ano. The only kever that comes asr b'ano is the kever binyan. So good, the Gemara, I guess, assumed that it was a kever of karka. I guess that's a normal case of kever. And mamel, the kever of karka doesn't become asr b'ano. So the whole kasha doesn't start. A kever is not asr b'ano when it's a kever karka. Only a kever binyan is asr b'ano. Karka oilam doesn't become asr b'ano. So merely you can't say, hektish chametz v'shichem afgim v'dei shibut. We spoke then in the sixth parak, there are paiskim that hold that the graves in the lashon that we have, if you take earth out of the ground and put it back, it's tolosh b'seif chibrei, that does become asr b'ano. It's a machlekes paiskim. But also not so shver. They used to bury in kuchim, like we know from the sixth parak. They used to bury in the ma'ara, and therefore they never took out the earth and put it back. The earth itself is karkoilim, it doesn't become asr b'ano, so mail will go back to the lekeach. Now, I'm sure Rozovsky was bothered that he doesn't hear the whole kasha so stark. All the Gemara is saying, the guy with its tala, is that the issa remains. So therefore, it's mefkim and eshibit because it's asr b'ano. You can't be goyve ischayv. But it's still a kevish enish shaloi. The balance of the carcass still goes back. It might be asr b'ano. It might be the lekeach can't do anything about it. He'll have to keep the grave there. You know, he'll be mefane a grave. So Mamela, he can't have anon, Zahu, he'll lose out on his karka. But fine, but it's still a kevishena shalai. The mumminus lechair goes back. It says, Exais must link kanua misna means that it makes a mumministic akinyan to the mace. But that's a very mechidish. The chair is no mumministic akinyan to the mace. It still should be called a kevishena shalai. Abyssal shver. I thought Bamison, another teretz in the Exais is kasha. Why the Gemara would say it's a kevishena shalai? Even if you're going to say the kever is going to become asr b'ano and kedushas aguf is mefkim midei shibud and be able to remain there, because b'emison, what does it mean? It's a kever shein shalai. Anyway, this karka never belonged to Elazar. This karka belonged to Pinchas, his son. What's b'chalal pshat that the problem is that Pinchas, that Elazar is going to be in a kever shein shalai? Anyway, it's not shalai. It belongs to Pinchas, his son. So b'emison is our sameach. It's an Ilchus Avil Perik Yidal B'Lachat Esvav. He's discussing this thing. Are you allowed to move a mace? Let's say his family bought a basic forest. They bought a makam in a basic forest. The family is going to be buried. Are you allowed to move the mace to bury him together with his family? He was discussing such a shayla. We talked about this in the sixth parak a little bit. Rav Moshe Feinstein, I wanted to say that maybe it's dafka to bury somebody with his fathers. Then you're allowed to move a mace to bury him with his fathers. But to bury him with his children, to bury him with his mishpach, alav dafka. But our Sameach holds that you can even move him to bury him with his children. He brings a right from Agamara. He said, Elazar was a Kayin Gadol. So obviously he lived in Shiloh. And this Givus Pinchas Benay, it says in the Pasuk, was in Har Ephraim. It's far away from Shiloh. So why did they move him there? There's halacha that our Zeruah says, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, even if a mace is not buried. You're not allowed to move a mace if a city has a basic virus, it can't move a mace to a basic virus in a different city. It's a bazillion to this city's basic virus if you move him to a basic virus in a different city. So why did they move Elazar to the Givus Pinchas Benay in Har Ephraim? So the teretz is, obviously, because they were starting a kevim mishpacha there. That's what he's saying. And even though Pinchas was alive. But the pshat is that since it belonged to Pinchas, and Pinchas also was going to be buried there, and the other members of the family also going to be buried there, that's the pshat. It was Givus Pinchas Benay. So from there he sees that this din of kever mishpacha even applies to the mishpacha, meaning your children, not just kever avaysav. So that's the pshat. Nimtz tzad the kever bekever shein shaloi. Even if the etzim kever where he's buried is his, but that's not the point. The point is he has to be in the kever mishpachtai, that his whole mishpacha should be buried together with him. If you're going to say that Pinchas bought this, why would he bury Elazar in a karka that he bought? That's not a kevish alai. Even if the etzim kev is still going to be his, no one could take away the kev of him, but the rest of the basic verse is not his. The reason why he's buried here in Pinchas' kever is so that the kev should be shalai, meaning it should be kev mishpacha. At least that's what our Sameach learns. One more interesting ara is a Mishnah Lamelech in the beginning of Perikat Aleph and Ilcha Shmita V'yevel. He's discussing, let's say someone buys a field, Bizman Shayevil Naig, is he allowed to go and dig holes in the field? Is he allowed to ruin the field? Isn't the pshat when you buy a field bisman she'ev noig, it's your field. You do whatever you want with it. You could destroy it totally. After Yevil, then it goes back to the owner. But even if after Yevil, it's going to be a total churvin, it doesn't matter. Well, no. When you buy a field bisman she'ev noig, essentially we have as a kinyan peiris. You're using the field. It's like you're a tenant on the field. You have to return it after Yevil. Means you have to return it in good condition. You can't destroy it. The Rambam in Hilchus Mechir, Berach Gimel Alach Vav, says, "Uma hefesh yesh ben a meicha karkel lizman kotziv uben a maknois l'perusah." What's the difference in a kinyan lizman? I'm buying it for a limited amount of time, or I'm just buying it for the payers? He says, "Cause a kinyan l'perus ain't yachal l'shanis tzuris a karkel. Someone who's kinyan l'perus, he's not allowed to change the form of the karkel. For yivnev l'yaharis, he can't build, he can't destroy." If it's yours for a set amount of time, as long as it's yours, do whatever you want with it. So as I claim to Mishnah Lamelech, what's the din by a kind of b'shas yevil? So he says, if you look there, in that Rambam, Perich of Gimel, Halach of Vav, in the Magen Mishnah and the Ravid, they neman that yevil is like a kinyanless man. So you could do whatever you want with it. You could destroy it. You could do whatever you want with it. Yevil's like a kinyanless mat. But he asks a kasha, the Yishalmi, at the end of the fourth peg of Gid, the end of Eshaleach, says not that way. Yishalmi says like this, which sounds like this shayla. He holds you kind of the karker, but man shayla yeg, it's yours. You just have to return it by Yevil. And the other one says, like kind of karker, meaning it's a kinyan payers. And then the Yishalmi goes on, you hold that you are kind of the karka, so then you should be able to dig in it. Because it's yours. It's yours as man. So Mishnah Melech says, you see from there that fakir, that l'kuli alma, you're not allowed to destroy the karka when you buy a karka, bisman she'evil naik. There's one man the omen that bechal, you're not kind of the kinyan aguf, you're just kind of kinyan payers. And the man the omen that says you are kind of kinyan aguf is also masking that you can't destroy it. Because it says, Rishav lach uzasai. Rav Guzman, in Kut Sheshurim in Adarim, Sheikh Avava is Dal, and he says that the Shalmi is not a kash on the Rambam, that the Rambam says that a kainal is man, he's allowed to destroy the karaka. And the Shalmi says, Vizman Sheyev Oneg, he's not. Because Enechanami, the one that says Loikanakaki is kind of payers, that's very good. That's why he can't be Chayfet Bar Shechinamaris. And that's why he asked the Kash and the other man, the Omer, you say he is kind of the Kaker, so why can't it be Chayfet Bar Shechinamaris? So then he says it's Exerus Akas of Ishav Lachuzah. So he knows Batsim Mitzadis Kinyan he could. It's just he asked him to claim the mitzvah of Ishav Lachuzah, and that's why he can't be Chayfet Bar Shechinamaris. But Ishmael and the Raven and the Magad Mishnah and Amazon. That when you buy a karka with man shev neig, you could be chayfe by sheikh amaris. Yischai Rishami says, "Vakeir." That's a Mishnah Lamelech's kasha. Then a Mishnah Lamelech asks from Agamara. So why was Agamara bothered that a tzaddik is covered by kevish enish naloi? Tepik late at stam, you can't go and dig graves in a field that you bought with man shev neig. You can't be chayfe by sheikh amaris. You can't destroy the karka. And that's the kuli alman the Yishalmi. So if you hold it's a kinyan payer zichah, you can't. And even if you hold it's a kinyan aguf. There's a din, v'shav l'chuzasi, you can't destroy the karka. So the Mishnah Melech says that there's a chilek, because if the owner lehed you says you could do whatever you want with the karka, savadi you could, kol tanai shebamam and kayim. The owner says it doesn't go back in Yevil, that he can't do. Yevil's afkata the malka, there's no way you can make a karka not go back by Yevil. But just like a person could allow you to dig bayis in his own karka, so you could also allow you to dig bayis in the karka, it's going to go back to Minyevo. Good. There's a machayev not to, but he could be meichel on that. It's a din mamon. So it's not a kasha, how could he bury him? If he bought the field, and they made a tnai in the mechira, that the owner of the field says, it's your field, till Yevo, and the pshat is, until then you could do whatever you want. That lekuli alma, he's allowed to be bayis shichinam aris b'shus the malasada. And all kasha was, there's no way to prevent the field from going back, so that you can have the nimsa tzad the cover b'kev v'shein ishalei. As I state to Mishnah Lamelech.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maram HaKlaimis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.